Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Very cold temperatures today. From an overnight low of 14 below zero, it should warm to 11 degrees above this afternoon with sunny skies. Wind chill values as low as 22 below. Winds from the southwest gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with the low around 1. Wind chill values as low as 13 below. Southwest winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 22. Wind chill values as low as 11 below. Southwest wind 10 to 13 miles per hour. And in the news, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says House Republicans will need to promise spending cuts and fiscal controls to get Senate Republicans to okay a debt ceiling increase. The Oshkosh Republican, in a news conference alongside five of his GOP colleagues, wouldn't say exactly what those cuts need to be, but they would be working with House Republicans to figure out where spending should be reduced. He likened the federal government to a business, saying those in charge of government agencies would need to decide how best to reduce their budgets. The Senate Budget Committee member also again defended his proposals to turn Social Security, Medicare, and other government programs into discretionary spending instead of mandatory spending. House Appropriations Committee member, Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, in a tweet, blasted Republican proposals to change Social Security and Medicare as they stand. Social Security and Medicare are earned benefits. Working Americans already paid for them, he said. House Republicans are trying to back out of commitments we already made. Holding the full faith and credit of the government hostage to hurt Americans is just political theater, he said. House Ways and Means Committee member, Wisconsin U.S. Representative Gwen Moore from Milwaukee, added, quote, Social Security and Medicare are critical to the security and health of millions. Americans have paid into these earned benefits for years. GOP proposals for benefit and eligibility cuts could wreck the financial security of America's seniors, she said. Some information for this report comes in part and with permission from WisPolitics Online News. In local news, two reports from the Vernon County Times. After 28 and a half years of service with the city of Viroqua, Dan Stalsberg has retired as the Park and Recreation Director. Stalsberg highlighted projects at the Viroqua Park Bowl Complex, Eckert Park, the skateboard park, and playgrounds throughout the city, among others. Viroqua Area Montessori School, a public charter school, will hold a Montessori Information Night Thursday, February 9th. There will be an overview and information about the education in Viroqua Area Montessori School. The 2023-24 enrollment paperwork will be available. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.